from this passage, from this story, we'll study into concerning the matters of the family and also that of the marriage.
在地上离天国最近的地方是哪里？
That from in the earth, what leaves closest distance to heaven?
就是在家庭里面。
And that is within the family environment.
但是有时候我们会感觉到家庭好像水深火热的地方。
But then sometimes we feel the opposite in this family.
因为如果婚姻不是很圆满。
Because if our marriage is not very perfect,
生活就是度日如年。
And then we find that each day is like a year in our life.
那我们从这对夫妻来想想看我们的家庭生活。
And so from this couple, let us think about our family life.
现在撒母耳记上二十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 25.
撒母耳记上二十五章。
1 Samuel chapter 25.
第二节。
Verse 2.
在368页。撒母耳记上二十五章。
1 Samuel chapter 25.
好，第二节。
Verse 2.
在马云有一个人，他的产业在加密是一个大富户，有三千的绵羊，一千的山羊。他正在加密捡羊马。第三节
，verse three，
那人名叫做拿巴，是加勒族人，他的妻子名叫做亚比该，是聪明俊美的妇人。拿巴为人刚富凶恶。这里在介绍一对夫妻。
Here introduces us a couple.
我发现这对夫妻个性相当的不同。
We find that the characteristics of these two people are very different.
那丈夫叫做拿巴。
And so the husband has the name of Nabal.
那这个拿巴很有钱。
And this Nabal is called the rich man.
所以第二节说他是大的富户。
So recorded in verse 2, it said the man was very rich.
那很有可能是因为很有钱了，所以他栽培养自己一个很特别的个性。
So it is very probable that because he is very rich, he has grown to such a character.
那第三节下面说是刚富跟凶恶。
And as recorded in verse 3, describe him as a man being harsh and evil.
所以这个个性实在是很难相处的一个个性。
And so this character is very hard to be with.
我们再看十七节。
Verse 17.
所以你一定筹划看怎样行才好，不然祸患定要临到我主人和他全家。他的性情凶暴，无人敢与他说话。这个是拿巴的仆人在告诉亚比该的一段话。
This is a saying from his servant concerning his master Nabal.
他说这个主人是性情凶暴。
And he called his master a scoundrel.
也就是拿巴。
And that's referring to Nabal.
没有人能够跟他说话。
That one cannot speak to him.
所以跟拿巴说话一定是很痛苦的经验。
So to converse with Nabal, I believe it is a very difficult situation.
那这个，我们再看他太太对拿巴的看法。
And then let us look at from the perspective of his wife Abigail toward her husband Nabal.
先看二十五节。
Let's look at verse 25.
我主不要理这个坏人拿巴，他的性情与他的名字相称，他名叫做拿巴，就是鱼丸的意思。他为人果然是鱼丸。所以从他太太看来，他这个先生拿巴也是鱼丸人。
And to her, to his wife, Abigail described him as foolish.
这是拿巴的个性。
And these are the characteristics of Nabal.
但是他的太太亚比该。
And to the characteristics of Abigail.
从第三节讲说她是聪明俊美的妇人。
From verse 3 it describes her as having good understanding and beautiful appearance.
这个俊美是指的外在的。
And this beautiful appearance is referring to her outer physical appearance.
长得很漂亮，很好看。
That she is indeed very pretty.
一定是人看人爱。
It's probably other people look at her and they will find beauty in her.
但是更重要的美德是亚比该很聪明。
But a more beautiful characteristics is that of her good understanding.
也就是很有智慧。
And that is she is full of wisdom.
那箴言三十一章里面在讲这个才德的妇人。
And in Proverbs it describes the the rich man.
Virtuous woman.
The virtuous woman.
那里面有一个很重要特性，就是很有智慧。
And one of the special characteristics of this virtuous woman is her wisdom.
所以我们看这个夫妻两个人啊，个性实在很不相同。
So we look at this couple that both of their characteristics are very different.
一个是刚复凶恶。
And one is harsh and evil.
一个是聪明俊美。
And the other is of good understanding and beautiful.
但是虽然个性不一样，两个住在一起也是很好啊。
And although their characteristic is totally opposite, but they seem to live together in harmony.
所以我们看现在人离婚最重要原因是什么？
So we look at today's society, what is the reason behind all the divorce?
统计到最后，最后原因是个性不合。
And from statistics, they would say the reason are all due to their opposite characteristics.
而且当一个人婚姻发生问题，我们一般的人都把指头伸向对方，是因为我的另一半有问题。
And when there is a problem that arises within the marriage, each of the couple, person of the couple would point their finger to other to blame other people's fault.
所以我们没有办法住在一起。
Therefore, we cannot dwell together.
所以我们婚姻发生问题。
Therefore, there is a problem within our marriage.
但是我们从这对夫妻看起来，
But from this couple,
虽然拿巴个性不好，
although Nabal's character is not good,
但是亚比该还是跟他住在一起。
But Abigail continued to dwell with him.
那为什么亚比该能够跟拿巴住在一起？
Now, why is it that Abigail continued to dwell with Nabal?
因为亚比该有美德。
Because Abigail has this good characteristic.
因为有美德，所以拿巴虽然个性不好，也能够相处。
And although Nabal is hard to live with, but because of her good characteristics, she is able to live with him.
所以夫妻两个，只要有一个个性是好的，虽然一方个性是不好的，还是可以住在一起。
So between spouses, if one spouse has this good characteristic, then the marriage will be able to work out.
所以这个不同的个性，当然有时候会产生一些冲突。
Although there may be differences in the characteristic and sometimes create certain problems,
但是不同的个性对我们每一个人来讲也是一种 challenge, 一种挑战。
However, these different characteristics will pose as a challenge to each one of us.
有时候我们看年轻人学校读书以后不喜欢到公家机关上班。
What we see that some of the youngsters after they have finished graduation in college that you do not want to go work in the government facilities.
因为里面没有什么挑战。
Because within it there is no challenge.
每一天都是那个流水账。
That every day is much like a routine.
那喜欢到一个私人的公司里面有很多的困难让你去克服。
They would like to go to a private firm and have many different challenges.
那在克服当中啊，你会学习到很多，自己也不断一直在进步。
And in overcoming these challenges, they will be able to grow and also make themselves more worthwhile.
甚至有的人工作已经很好，收入很高，他不要辞掉，自己要开设公司。
And there are even those that with good job and good pay that they still want to quit and make their own businesses.
是想要在这个人生的这种挑战当中一直去学习进步。
And that is they want to learn even and absorb even more from the challenges of this life.
这是人的一种本性。
And this is one of the instincts of human beings.
但是如果我们把这个本性移到我们婚姻来看，
Now if we turn this instinct into the perspective of our marriage,
那这个个性不同应该也是对我们一个 challenge.
That these differences in characteristics should also pose as a great challenge to us.
那这个 challenge 有两方面。
And these challenge pose as two different views.
第一个就是从对方的个性不同当中我可以学习到什么。
And one point to look at it is from these different characteristics, what can I learn from our relationship?
能够因为对方个性上的缺点使我们在灵性上不断进步。
That the weaknesses we found in our spouse maybe can encourage us to progress forward in our spiritual cultivation.
你看有的太太身体很软弱。
We look at some of the wife that their health is very weak.
那是先生身体很强壮。
And then the husband, the physical, is very strong.
那身体很强壮的一般都很硬。
And to those who have physically strong, that they usually have a stern character.
那这个太太身体很弱，这就是她的缺点。
And this wife has this weak physical health, then this is her
weakness. 那这个也是对先生一个挑战。
And this itself is also posed as a challenge to the husband.
你要怎么去调节，是能够适应你太太身体很软弱。
And how would you adjust yourself so you can compromise with that of your wife.
哎，你调节到最后，你会发现这个先生变得很体贴。
And then after you adjust yourself, you find this husband to grown to be very caring and sensitive.
啊，身体很壮，但是很体贴。
That although he is of great stature, but he is very understanding.
那有的先生啊，脾气很大。
And some of the husbands have bad temper.
这是个性上的缺点。
And this is also a weakness in character.
又说是工作上的压力。
Of course, maybe it's due to the reasons of the pressures from his work.
那做一个太太要跟这个先生在一起。
Now this wife that needs to live with his husband.
这个是一个 challenge, 是一个挑战。
To her, this is a challenge.
你知道个性没有办法一天改的。
You know that character cannot be changed within a day.
那怎么办？
And so what will you do?
你要住在一起就要改变自己。
That in order to live together, you must change yourself.
所以这样婚姻久了磨来磨去，要变成太太很有耐性。
So as the years pass by in the marriage, then this wife begins to develop this character of patience.
啊，因此这个先生脾气很坏，但是太太跟他先生还能住在一起，因为他很有耐性。
That the husband may have bad temper, but this wife is able to live with him because she has developed this patience.
所以如果我们发现我们配偶有一个很严重的缺点，
and so if we discover within our spouse that there is this weakness,
那你的婚姻生活一定很精彩。
And then your marriage life is full of surprises.
因为你对你是一种挑战。
Because to you it will be many challenges.
先看啊，箴言二十七章。
Let's turn to Proverbs 27.
箴言二十七章。
Proverbs chapter 27.
十七节
，verse 17。
铁磨铁，磨出刃来；朋友相感，啊，也是如此。
Verse 17, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend.
铁是很硬的东西呀、
啊。Iron is a very strong material.
啊，铁跟铁磨来磨去就是很刃的刀。
It is a very hard material, so if it sharpens again another iron, then they will sharpen into a sword.
那下面说磨朋友的脸呢、啊？朋友相感呢、啊？原文就是磨朋友脸，也是这样。
And so it describes this analogy to a man sharpening the countenance of his friend.
所以这个对方个性的软弱，常常会磨我们，磨到最后你变成啊灵性变成很好、啊。
And so the weaknesses of the opposite party toward the end will sharpen us to develop our strengthen us.
啊，这是第一个 challenge.
And this is one of the first challenges.
所以第一个我们要想说我是不是因为我配偶的软弱使我灵性更进步。
And so let us question ourselves in this first view that is it because of the weaknesses of my partner that I am able to develop a stronger spiritual cultivation?
如果这样我们婚姻已经走上正确的方向。
And if this is true, then our direction in our marriage is going in the correct way.
那第二个challenge就是我能够改变对方什么。
And the second challenge is, what can I change that of my spouse?
这个就比较困难。
And this is more difficult.
因为我们要改变一个人常常很困难。
Because it is very difficult for us to change a different person.
那要改变对方常常要从改变自己开始。
And in order to change the opposite party, we must first start within ourselves.
如果一个先生常常发脾气，
if a husband has this constant bad temper,
很有可能是因为太太常常做出一些让他觉得他不能接受的事。
It is very possible that the wife constantly does things that aggravates this temper.
比方说花很多的钱去买不需要的东西。
And for instance, maybe she goes and spends the money on many things that is not necessary in the house.
那先生辛苦做完回来，回到家里面发现这个家里面一塌糊涂也没有整理。
And then the husband comes home from work and finds the house in a mess.
就有一个先生回来就工作回来很不高兴。
And so the husband will arrive home with this bad attitude.
因为他回到家里面，看他太太在看那个讲道的录音带。
Because when he comes home, he sees the wife looking at the sermon videotape.
那个讲道录音带可能在讲台德的妇人怎样。
And that videotape, the topic may be the virtuous wife.
结果他看他的家里也没有扫衣服，也没有整理厨房，也没有洗，他就是在看录影带，什么是猜得出的。
But then he looked at his wife sitting there on the sofa, and everything within the house is a mess. Laundry is not done, dishes is not being washed.
所以很可能我们先改变我们这一方，对方就改变了。
So it's very possible that if we change ourselves, the other party may change.
但是如果我们改变我们，对方还不能改变。
But if we have changed ourselves, yet the opposite party does not change,
那我们就知道他的缺点不是因为我们的缺点一种直接的反应。
Then we will know that his weakness is not due to our own reasons, that we did not stir up his weakness.
他的缺点是真正他的缺点。
That his weakness is actually his own problem.
那这就要祷告。
And not related to us, and this has to rely on prayer.
主耶稣能够叫死人复活。
Lord Jesus is able to resurrect the dead.
这是不可能变成可能。
And this is something that is impossible to that is possible.
主耶稣也能够使弯曲的变直。
And also Jesus is able to make what is crooked to become straight.
个性的弯曲能够变直。
And so the crooked characteristic can also become straight.
在教会很多的见证。
And within the church you will find many testimonies.
很认真跪下来膝盖这样很认真跪到最后对方都会改变。
If they kneel down with great supplication in their prayer, then they many times they find their spouse able to transform themselves.
所以从拿巴跟亚比盖这对夫妻
，So from this couple of Nabal and Abigail,
让我们知道个性不同不表示说婚姻不能够继续。
It tells us that even though there are differences in characteristics, that it does not mean that the marriage will not work.
但是如果要让婚姻继续
，But in order for this marriage to continue to be together,
两个人都要从对方的软弱来学习进步。
That each of the two must learn from the weaknesses that they have of each other.
因此我们常常看到一个人要面对婚姻的时候一直想要去找一个什么样适合的人好像一结婚了问题都没有。
And so many times we find that when people are finding for marriage that they want to find a spouse that is ideal to them so that they would not have to face these problems.
其实婚姻是一种不断在追求长进的过程。
However, marriage in its definition is a progressive point whereas you must continue to grow and learn.
但是就是有的人觉得我已经找到了结婚以后都没有在追求进步。
But many people have this false conception that I have found my wife, my spouse, and so that I do not have to progress anymore. And this is it.
两个住在一起才发现对方的缺点。
And then when they start to live together, they will start beginning to learn of each other's weaknesses.
那又没有一直在追求进步。
And because they also fail to pursue for progress,
所以这个婚姻问题越来越多。
Then there will be many problems that will arise within this marriage.
那如果把婚姻看作是一种追求进步的开始。
But if we look at marriage starting off as a point to grow within ourselves.
那对方的软弱就是我们进步的一个动力。
And then the weaknesses of others will become strengthening for our own self.
请看再回到看撒母耳记上二十五章。
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 25.
撒母耳记上二十五章。
1 Samuel chapter 25.
十七节十八节。
Verse 17 and 18.
所以你应当筹划看怎样行才好不然祸患定要临到我主人和他全家这段圣经是在讲大卫那个时候正在逃难
And this passage is concerning the time when David is escaping from Saul
大卫真的很落魄
And that David has many things that he needs
生活都发生困难
There are many problems in his daily living.
所以大卫就来找拿巴。
And so David came across Nabal and he come to ask of him.
希望拿巴给他一些帮助。
Hoping that Nabal can assist him in some of his necessities of life.
因为这个拿巴的仆人在牧羊的时候大卫都保护他们也没有拿他的东西。
And because that during the work, Nabal's servants shepherding the sheep, that David is also able to protect his property.
那拿巴的鱼丸就是他不要给大卫东西你就不要讲话就没有问题了但是拿巴讲了很多侮辱大卫的话
that if Nabal did not say anything but instead he said these words of rebuke against David that offended David
所以这个拿巴这个先生啊本身的本质就不是很好
and so we can see naturally from the character of Nabal that it is not very good
因为讲话会去伤人这个人本质就有问题
because the words spoken out of his mouth harms others and this in itself creates problems
大卫并没有伤他
David did not find any did not harm Nabal
大卫只是真的生活有落魄需要去找他帮助
that David only has certain needs that he has to have and that he just asks out of his mouth for assistance
那他看到大卫正在落魄不但没有帮助讲话伤他
But instead of finding compassion, Nabal turned around and rebuked David.
所以这是拿巴的愚顽。
And so this is Nabal's foolishness.
因为他的愚顽，所以惹来了一个大祸。
And so because of his folly, that this big problem comes upon the head of Nabal.
先生惹的大祸,
that this Nabal has harm determined against him.
先生啊, 他的先生, husband.
The husband has harm determined against him.
惹来的, 哦, 惹的大祸, 哦, 那我们看这个13节。
Let's look at verse 13.
大卫向跟随他的人说, 你们个人都带上刀, 众人就带着刀, 大卫也上刀, 跟随他去约有400人, 留下200人看守器具。 现在大卫跟他的所有的武士都带刀, 400人。
And verse 13, then David said to his men, every man gird on his sword, so every man girded on his sword, and David also girded on his sword, and about 400 men went with David, and 200 stayed with the supply.
那这个大卫带刀来做什么?
Why did David gird on his sword?
我们看21节。
Let's look at verse 21.
大卫曾说，我在旷野为那看守所有的，以致他一样不失落在土壤了。他向我以恶报善。22节。
Verse 22.
凡主拿巴的男丁，我若留到明天早晨，愿神重重的降罚我。 大卫来就是要把他家的男丁全部都杀掉。
And so David came to destroy all the male that belongs to Nabal.
所以很大的灾祸已经来到拿巴的家。
So this great harm has come upon the household of Nabal.
现在他的仆人没有去找拿巴。
And now the servant did not go and report to Nabal.
他知道拿巴没有办法解决这个困难。
Because he knows that Nabal is unable to solve this problem.
结果这个仆人跑来找亚比盖。
And so the servant came to Abigail,
就是来找这个拿巴的太太,
to find Nabal's wife.
在17节说, 你应当筹划看怎样行才好啊, 不然祸患就临到我主人跟他全家。
And thus he asked in verse 17, now therefore no one consider that what you will do, for harm is determined against our master and against all his household.
所以连这个仆人也知道啊, 拿巴是不可理喻的人, 是讲理讲不通的人。
And even the servant acknowledged that his master is one that one cannot speak to him and that he is a scoundrel.
所以就来找他太太。
And so he comes to find solution with the wife.
那这让我们想说, 夫妻在结婚，这个夫妻的角色是什么？
And so we look at this in the marriage. What is the
role?
The role of the husband and wife.
夫跟妻在婚姻当中的角色各是什么？
That what is the definite roles of each of the husband and wife?
如果我们把圣经拿掉,
if we take away from the words of the Bible,
我们用现在社会的观念,
and then we look at it from the view of society,
婚姻就是寻找配偶 partner.
That marriage is to find a partner,
好像这个生意当中的一个伙伴一样,
just like doing a business that you find a business partner.
那这种婚姻观念会发生什么问题?
And now with this kind of concept, what will produce from this marriage?
这个婚姻要很注重妥协, compromise.
And then this marriage will dwell much upon issues of compromise.
因为这是两个是一个伙伴,
because each other consider the other as partners.
但是如果不能够妥协, 婚姻就发生问题。
But if there is no compromise that they can find, that then there is a problem in the marriage.
这个是现在社会的观念。
And this is the perspective of what is happening in the society.
但是我们从圣经发现, 婚姻不只是一种伙伴的关系。
But in the Bible, we find this is the marriage does not only dwell on the level of partnership.
婚姻是成为一体。
That marriage is one, whereas the two becomes one in the Bible.
成为一体这个关系就非常的亲密。
To become one body, this has a very close relationship.
那这个丈夫的角色是做什么?
And so what is the role of the husband?
那太太的角色又是什么?
And what is the role of the wife?
如果我们从创世纪看起来,
if we look from that of Genesis,
丈夫就是头,
that the husband is the head.
所以丈夫要汗流满面才可以糊口。
So the husband must labor with his sweats,
也就是负责一家的生计。
That is that he must take upon all the responsibility of the household.
所以这个拿巴在他的工作就是剪羊毛。
And so his neighbor, his profession is to shearing his sheep.
来牧羊来供给家庭的需要。
And to provide the needs of the household and to shepherd his sheep and goats.
那太太的角色又是什么?
And what is the role of the wife?
先看创世纪第二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
20节,
verse 20.
创世纪二章的20节,
Genesis chapter 2, verse 20.
那人便给一切牲畜和空中飞鸟、野地走兽都起了名, 只是那人没有遇见配偶帮助他。 这里说, 亚当没有遇到配偶来帮助他。
Here records that Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him.
所以后来他就在沉睡的时候，神就造了夏娃。
Thus, when he was in deep sleep, that God created Eve.
那夏娃跟亚当是骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
And then Eve to Adam is the bone of his bone and the flesh of his flesh.
两个非常相亲，目的就是要帮助亚当。
And the two are very close, the purpose to help Adam.
所以圣经的精神，太太就是要帮助先生。
So the spirit of the Bible is that the wife is to assist the husband.
这个是角色，我们要了解一个角色。
And this is the a role that we must understand.
因此我们在这个实际的生活当中，
And so in our present life,
好，我们常常要想，我们给我们的配偶有多少的帮助。
That we must constantly ponder to ourselves how much help and assistance have we given to our spouse.
那个帮助是灵性上的。
And that kind of help and assistance is that of the spiritual.
也是事业上的。
And also that of our profession.
也是心灵上的。
And also that of our emotions and hearts.
好，请看创世纪二十四章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 24.
创世纪二十四章
Genesis chapter 24
六十七节
Verse 67，
以撒便领了利百加进入他母亲的撒勒的帐篷，娶了她为妻，并且爱她。以撒自从他母亲不在了，这才得到安慰。这里也讲过，以撒从他母亲离世以后，他娶了太太才得到安慰。
He records that Isaac was able to find comfort after his mother's death, after getting married to Rebecca.
所以这个当时以撒的太太这个帮助的角色，就是让他的先生的心灵得到安慰。
So the role that his wife played is so that her husband Isaac can find comfort.
这是第一个。
And this is the first.
我们常常想，我们能够让对方心灵上怎样得到安慰。
So we must constantly think to ourselves, how is it that we will assist our spouse in them finding comfort and peace in mind?
还有一对夫妻就是百基拉跟亚基拉。
And another is Priscilla and
Aquila. 他两个都是织帐篷的。
And both of these profession is tent making.
所以他太太的帮助先生。
And so the wife assists the husband.
第三个就是灵性上。
And the third is the spiritual.
就是先生跟太太两个是同走天国路的。
That the husband and wife are walking upon this journey to heaven together.
我们帮助我们的配偶在这个走天国路上能够越来越进步。
That we help our spouse in walking upon this heavenly journey.
所以这个角色我们如果能够抓得清楚婚姻常常方向才会正确。
And so if we are able to have a clear understanding of our roles in this life, and then we will be successful in our marriage.
我们现在再回到撒母耳记上二十五章。
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 25.
我们先来看这个亚比该怎么解决问题。
Let's look at how Abigail handles the problem.
首先我们看亚比该对拿巴怎么讲话。
Let's look at how Abigail make her response to Nabal.
就是她的先生。
To her husband.
她的先生惹来的大祸。
That her husband has brought this harm upon his own head.
现在太太要帮助把这个困难要解决。
And now the wife will try to find ways to solve this problem.
那她太太对她先生的态度怎样？
And what is this attitude of his wife to him?
先看十九节。
Let's look at verse 19.
十八节开始。
Let's look at verse 18.
亚比该急忙将两百个饼、两个皮带、五只收拾好的羊、五只五细亚供好的穗子、一百葡萄饼、两百个无花果都驮在驴上。十九节。
19.
对仆人说：“你们前走，前头走，我随着你们去。”这事他却没有告诉她的丈夫拿巴。现在亚比该要去见大卫。
Now Abigail made haste to go meet David.
准备很多的礼物。
And she took with her many of the gifts.
这一件事情她没有告诉她的先生。
And what she did, she never told her husband.
我们再看三十六节。
Let's turn to verse 36.
亚比该到了拿巴 那里看见他在家里摆设筵席，如同王的筵席。拿巴快乐大醉，亚比该无论大小事都没有告诉他，就等到次日早晨。这里说亚比该已经把事情办完了。
Here in verse 36, Abigail has already solved the problem.
困难解决了。
All the harm has not come to the household.
她回到家里面，她都没有告诉拿巴。
And when she returned home, she never told what happened to Nabal.
那亚比该什么时候才告诉拿巴？
Now when did she find time to talk to Nabal concerning this problem?
37节。
Let's look at verse 37.
到了早晨，拿巴酒醒了，他的妻子才将这些事情都告诉他。
That in the morning after wine has gone from Nabal, that Abigail told him everything.
所以我们看这个亚比该在处理事情很有智慧，他知道什么事时候不应该讲话，什么时候应该讲话。
So you see here, Abigail has good understanding and wisdom because she understands when to speak and when not to.
那如果亚比该要去见大卫的时候，就跟他先生讲。
If when Abigail make her preparation to go meet David at that time, she goes to tell her husband Nabal.
很可能他现在面子下不来，就跟他阻挡，又开始跟他跟他争论。
It's very possible that Nabal, in order to save his own face, he will object to her doing and would not let her go see David.
那从头到尾，我们看亚比该都没有责备他的先生大卫。
And also we
that Nabal,
we notice that throughout the story that Abigail never rebuked or scolded against her husband.
因为一件事情发生在家庭啊，有时候。第一个就是指责我们配偶的不对。
Usually, when something happens in our family, the first thing we react to is to scold our spouse.
那这个常常对事情没有帮助。
And many times this doesn't solve anything in the problem.
只会使事情恶化。
Actually, it will turn the problem into being bitterness.
因为这个人都有防卫的心。
Because everyone has this defense system in their heart.
所以这个亚比该一直到最后他才告诉大卫，才告诉拿巴。
So only at the end, when the event is over, then Abigail revealed this problem to Nabal.
把这件事情从头到尾怎么解决都告诉他。
From the beginning to the end, and how she goes on doing and solves this problem, she explained everything to Nabal.
他告诉拿巴不是指责他。
And when she told Nabal, this is not an act of rebuking against him.
是要告诉他你这样做在这种产生了什么后果，我怎么解决，现在问题没有了。
That what she basically just tell him what you have done created this problem and what I have done to try to make peace with it.
让他先生能够学到一个教训。
So that maybe hoping that her husband can learn from this situation.
那从这里我们就可以看到这个亚比该这个人很安静。
And so from here we can also see this person Abigail has this very peaceful mind.
因为一个这么大的大难临头啊。
She has this quiet spirit even though she has met this great problem ahead of her.
亚比该能够不讲话，这个就是她的安静。
That Abigail is able to keep quiet and this is her quiet spirit.
是不简单。
This is not easy.
人要心中安静啊，言语才控制得住。
For one to have a quiet spirit, he is then able to control his speech.
你看主耶稣被抓去审判。
You look at Jesus when he was taken as prisoner to be questioned.
他一句话都不讲。
He spoke not a word.
因为他心中很安静。
Because within his heart, he has this quiet spirit.
如果心中静不下来。
If he cannot calm his heart and have this quietness.
遇到这么大难临头，一定开始指责他先生，就是都是你，因为你惹的祸，你看现在怎样。
Then when she meets her husband, she will continue to raise her voice and rebuke her husband and say, you have done this to our household, and this has created much problem.
So 我们看这个大祸临到他家就是拿巴讲话惹出来的。
And so we see this great harm that came upon this household first started off by the words spoken by Nabal.
但是亚比该也因为他的话能够控制，他能够讲和适合的话，就把这个祸患解消了。
But then this situation was able to be solved and taken away through the words of Abigail.
所以很多时候人跟人之间的摩擦跟冲突，其实问题本身不是什么问题，到最后都是因为言语的问题。
So many times we find the conflict between human beings, usually it's not within the situation, usually it's within our speech and our conversation.
因此如果我们有安静的心，
So thus if we have this quiet heart,
讲话有见识，
then we will find wisdom within our speech.
知道什么时候不该讲，
because we will then understand when to speak and when not to.
知道什么时候该讲，
and then when to say something that is correct.
要讲合一的话，
that may solve the problem.
很多时候问题都解决了，
and then you will find the problem will be easily solved.
这个在婚姻问题里，婚姻的生活里面也是这样。
And this is like so in a marriage life.
我们看彼得前书的第三章，
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
Peter 先书第三章。
First Peter chapter 3.
第一节
Verse 1,
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听道，也可以因为妻子的品性被感化过来。这里讲，当然这个讲做妻子也是 应用在做先生的上面。
Here it talks about the wife, of course we can also turn this around and apply it to the husband.
他说如果有不听从道理的丈夫，
That if your own husband that some do not obey the word,
就他已经不再听了，那你要怎么样能够让他能够归向主呢？
That they do not receive the gospel, so how is it that you turn them around so they can accept salvation?
就要因为妻子的品性被感化过来。
That they may be won by the conduct of their wives.
那这个品性是什么？
And so what is this conduct?
第二节
Verse 2,
因为看见你们有贞洁的品性跟敬畏的心。
That when they observe their chaste conduct accompanied by fear.
第三节
Verse 3,
不要以外面的辫头发拜金饰穿美衣为装饰。第四节
Verse 4,
只要里面存着长久温柔安静的心，这在神面前是极为宝贵的。第五节
Verse 5,
古时仰赖神的圣洁妇人正是以此为装饰顺服自己的丈夫。在这个地方讲这个外面的装饰价值是有限的。
He said here the adornment that is merely outward has certain limits,
但是里面有温柔安静的心。
But then within the heart there is this incorruptible beauty of the gentle and quiet spirit.
那这个在神面前是极其宝贵的。
And this is very precious in the sight of God.
在圣经里面讲主耶稣啊，不尊敬也不喧嚷。
And so in the Bible it records Jesus never rose his anger or his rebuke.
被骂不还口，被害不说威吓的话。
When he was mocked and he was rebuked, he never returned any word.
非常的安静。
Harsh words. So he was very quiet.
这个是彼得前书里面讲的妻子的品德。
And so this is what is described in 1 Peter, the conduct of the wife.
所以如果婚姻里面这个夫妻的一方有这种品德。
And so within the marriage, if the spouse, if one of the spouse has this kind of character,
不尊敬不喧嚷。
That they are, have this quiet and gentle spirit.
有温柔安静的心。
That they do not stir any, the temper.
那很多的婚姻问题都没有问题。
And then we'll find there will be less problems within the marriage.
我们现在再回到撒母耳记上二十五章。
Let's return back to 1 Samuel chapter 25.
我们再看这个亚比该对大卫讲的话。
Let's look at the words spoken by Abigail to David.
那大卫怎么称赞他。
And how David praised her.
先看三十三节。
Let's turn to verse 33.
你和你的见识也应当称赞，因为你今日拦阻我亲手报仇流人的血。大卫称赞亚比该。
Here David praised Abigail,
说你和你的见识应当称赞。
That blessed is your advice and blessed are you.
说亚比该的见识，这个智慧值得称赞。
That her advice, this wisdom that she has, is worthy to be praised.
因为她的见识，她的智慧，所以使一场流血的战争停止啊。
That because of her advice and her wisdom that has kept this day from coming to a bloodshed.
那这个本来是他们婚姻的问题。
This actually originally is the problem of the marriage.
后来延伸到大卫去了。
And then it extended this problem to that of David.
但是因为亚比该的见识就把它化解解消了。
But because of Abigail's wisdom that she is able to solve this problem.
那到底亚比该的见识是什么？
And so what is this advice of Abigail?
我们看她去见大卫的时候。
We see that when she comes to meet David,
亚比该没有为着自己先生辩护，defend.
That she never defended for her husband Nabal.
啊，我先生没有错啊，你误会了，他没有这样讲。
She never said that there is no fault with my husband, that you have mistaken him.
亚比该对自己的配偶有一个很实际的了解。
That Abigail has a realistic understanding of her husband Nabal.
她不是批评她的配偶。
She is not rebuking her husband.
她是了解她配偶的软弱。
But it's because she understands the weaknesses of her husband.
所以她在大卫的面前承认这是她配偶所的软弱。
And so she is able to be in front of David to acknowledge the weakness and the faults of her husband.
先看二十五节。
Verse 25.
我主不要理这坏人拿巴，他的性情与他的名字相称，他名字叫拿巴，他为人果然愚妄。但我主所打发的仆人 婢女并没有看见。二十六节
Verse 26,
我主啊耶和华既然阻止你亲手报仇流血的罪，所以我指着永生的神又在你面前启示说，因为你的仇敌和谋害你的人都像拿巴一样啊。所以我们看这个亚比该他用很谦卑的态度来求大卫赦免。
So here we see Abigail use a very humble attitude here to calm down David.
今天让你动怒带着刀来，确实我们有错。
That today indeed it is our fault that we have brought you here with swords that you want to avenge this evilness.
那这个大卫一听到他这样很谦卑的态度，大卫马上软下来了。
And so when David meets such a humble attitude that he himself became gentle and soft,
刀子也放下来了。
And so he let down his sword.
那再来，这亚比该又讲了很多的好话。
And then Abigail goes to speak many good words.
我看三十节、三十一节。
Let's look at verse 30 and 31.
我主现在若不亲手报仇流无辜人的血，到神所应许到你话赐福于你，立你做以色列王，那时候我主必不至于心里不安，觉得有亏欠。神赐予我主的时候，求你纪念婢女。在这里，他肯定大卫的优点。
Here she acknowledged the good points of David.
而且提到大卫，你将来会做王。
And then mentioned that David will become king one day of Israel.
我相信你很愿意在神的面前良心没有亏欠。
I believe that when you become king, you will have no bad conscience.
对，最后亚比该把这一场冲突把神带到中间来。
And so within this conflict, the situation that Abigail even brought God amidst this problem.
为着神，在神面前你良心没有亏欠。
That to God you will find in yourself a good conscience.
求你不要流无辜人的血。
And so do not avenge and shed blood today.
那大卫就听了。
And so does David heeded.
所以我们看这个是确实是一个很值得我们效法的。
And so this is indeed something that we must learn.
那到最后
And then at the end,
我们看拿巴死的。
Let's look, Nabal died.
我们看37节。
Verse 37.
到了早晨拿巴醒了酒，他的妻子将这事告诉他，所以魂不附体，身体如僵硬的石头。38节。
38.
过了十天，神击打拿巴，他就死了。拿巴死了。
Nabal died.
这是39节。
Verse 39.
大卫听见拿巴死了，就说：“当称颂的是神，他生了拿巴的羞辱我的冤，又阻止仆人行恶，他也使拿巴的恶妇临到拿巴的头上。”于是大卫打发他去见亚比该，要娶他为妻。这里讲了大卫后来娶亚比该为妻。
Here is records that at the end David proposed to Abigail and he took her as his wife.
那最后从他的后代里面生出了救主出来。
And then from from this couple that the Savior was born later on.
所以我们看出来，夫妻虽然是一体的，但是救恩还是个别的。
So we see that although the relationship of husband and wife is of one body, but salvation is still dwelling upon individual.
所以主耶稣说，将来主再来的时候，两个人躺在床上，一个要被提，一个要放下。
That's why Jesus said that when the day of the second coming.That one will be on the bed and the other will be taken away to heaven.
两个躺在床上就是夫妻啊。
The two that will lie on that same bed is referring to a couple.
一个要被提。
One will be taken up to heaven.
因为他有在追求。
Because they have been pursuing after God.
他就上去了。
So they are worthy to be called.
一个被撇下来。
But then one will be left behind.
因为他没有在追求。
Because they did not go on to pursue.
所以丈夫不能够因为妻子的义得到拯救。
So the husband will not be saved due to the righteousness of the wife.
妻子也不能够因为丈夫的义得到拯救。
And likewise, wife will not receive salvation through the righteousness of the husband.
每一个本身要追求。
That each one of us have to pursue.
那将来在天国报答丈夫跟太太的报答也不一样。
And then in heaven, that the rewards to the husband and wife will also be different.
但有去追求的人就可以得到神的祝福。
That those who pursue hard after God, they will receive great abundant blessings.
所以从这个故事里面，我们学习了几个重要的重点。
So from the story, we are able to learn many several points.
第一个
，first，
不同的个性并不等于婚姻不能够继续。
That with different characteristics does not mean that marriage will not work.
但是婚姻要继续，要从对方的缺点当中一直。改进自己。
But that within a marriage, we must transform ourselves to find, to learn from the weaknesses of others.
第二个
the second,
婚姻要维持美圆满。 丈夫跟太太要认清楚自己的角色。
And also that for a marriage to be good, to live a good marriage life, that the roles of the husband and the wife must be understand.
丈夫是头。
That the husband is the head.
要带领往属灵的方向走。
That to bring the household to the directions of building a spiritual household.
那妻子是帮助。
And the wife is a support.
那这样两个合作就能够圆满。
And then when these two work together, then this family will be perfect.
第三个。
The third.
很多的问题到最后都是言语出来。
That many of the problems we find arises from that of speech.
所以一个人如果有温柔安静的心
So if one have a gentle and quiet spirit,
要讲很多的好话
and able to speak words of wisdom and good words,
问题都可以解决
and then many things will be able to be solved.
最后一个
and the last,
每一个人在神面前得到的赏赐是个别的
that everyone receives his rewards due to his own doing and his own pursuit.
所以每一个人本身要追求
So every one of us have to pursue.